We all felt it when rock legend Jon Bon Jovi said, "Darling, you give love a bad name." On today's case, Ms. Mack says her longtime partner, Mr. King, promised her heaven and put her through hell. And after a decade of being together with no ring in sight, she's lost all hope of a future with him. She says his bad money management, sneaky behavior, and multiple betrayals have her ready to leave this relationship for good. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Mack versus King.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mack, Mr. King. Ms. Mack, you say your 10-year relationship has hit rock bottom and you've come to my courtroom today ready to end your relationship and reclaim your happiness.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. King, you say you're not ready to give up on Ms. Mack or your relationship. You are hoping to walk out of my courtroom today with the love of your life.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Ms. Mack, what brings us into court today?
I've been with Wesley 10 years, and we had a great relationship, but it's like he ain't gave me no ring, no proposal, no nothing. All he do is lie, cheat, betray me, and he's bad with money.
So that sounds like the trifecta of why this relationship isn't working. You heard what Ms. Mack said. Mr. King, what do you say?
Well, I'm here today to possibly save my relationship with Ms. Mack, because I love her, but I don't think she believes me. And hopefully I can prove that to her.
Well, this is how we will figure that out today. You all have been dating for 10 years. You do live together. Am I right, Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Okay. Help me to understand this. How did you go from when you first met to getting us here into court today?
Okay, when we first met, well, we met on the bus. He got on the bus, and I thought he was attractive, so I told him to come sit by me. And we got to talking on the phone and stuff, and after about 3 months, we moved in together, and the relationship was great.
Y'all don't know how to just date. Y'all just got to move straight in together after 3 months. Good Lord.
It was a great relationship. He was having little problems at home, so that's why I let him move in.
That makes sense. Okay. So he moved into your place?
Yes.
And did you all have an agreement on how y'all were going to handle money right from the beginning?
Well, he didn't have a job the first 3 years we dated.
The first 3 years?
That's a little extreme.
No, come on, Ms. Mack, tell me the truth.
The first 3 years we dated, he didn't have no job.
Okay, so you were sustaining the household at that time?
Yes.
Mr. King, you say that's a little extreme.
Yes, Your Honor.
So did you have a job or not?
I was in between jobs. I had part-time jobs. Nothing consistent, but I had a job.
So are you saying to me Ms. Mack had the majority of financial responsibility, but you were contributing what you could?
At that time, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like I needed him to contribute more. Like, one time they went up on the rent, and we ended up getting evicted because he didn't want to go out there and get no type of part-time job, no type of full-time job, didn't want to do nothing. Then we had to move in with a family member, and that was horrible. Like, he complained about it all the time, but you ain't do nothing to put us in another apartment.
How much was the difference in the rent?
Like $350.
And so, in other words, you were paying what you could for the previous rent, but when it went up an additional $350, that's where it was a little hole. Is that correct?
Exactly.
So, Mr. King, it's clear to me that you needed to figure out how to bring in an additional $350 a month.
Yes,
so that y'all stayed in the house. Am I right, Ms. Mack?
Yes.
You couldn't figure out how to get $350?
I could, but I needed time.
What do you mean you needed time? The people that want their rent money, they want their rent money on the first.
You right.
By the fifth, it's late.
You
by
right.
The 15th, they send a notice. The next month, if it happens, you put out. Am I right, Ms. Mack?
Correct.
Exactly.
So, within a month and a half, you should have been able to find whatever that money is.
Well, we were dealing with a lot of different variables.
What was a variable that I need to be aware of?
Weed. That's the variable. Because he liked to smoke all day.
Oh, man.
He always got money for some weed.
Okay.
I bet he got money for weed right now.
She likes to shop.
She got money. You don't have any.
Period.
So, she can go shopping with her money. But if you spending the money that you all need for the household on weed, then that's where the problem come in. See, whenever you have finances, independent finances,
yes, Your Honor,
then you can do what you want to with them.
Right.
But if you need those finances to help sustain the house that you live in, that you sleep in,
I can't win.
But you can't win because this should not be a race. It should be a relationship.
Okay.
You're not trying to win. You're trying to do what is necessary to sustain a relationship. And so what I'm trying to figure out is, how does a man allow him and his woman to get evicted from a house when all he had to do was, if you have to ride share, if you have to, food delivery, mm-hmm. if you have to, as my daddy would say, flip a burger, whatever you need to do.
Well, we worked that problem out. Now, it's a new problem now.
It's just like on Easter. I gave him money to go get food for me to cook for his family and my family. I come home, he bought half the food and half weed. Talking about we don't need all that food. His family bring food. They bring chips and soda to every event. That's not food. Where's the meat? Where's the sauce?
They bring more than that.
Well, chips and soda is fine for when you're getting high because all you need is the munchies.
Exactly. But it's like, I don't understand that. If I give you money to do something, why you can't do it? Every time I give him money to do something, weed has to be in the plans. And that don't be what I tell him to do.
But wait a minute. Did she give you money for groceries and you spent half of it on weed? Is that true?
She smoked with me, Your Honor.
Here's the thing, though. If you're supposed to be buying food, why did you need to go buy marijuana, sir?
Because we already had food in the refrigerator, and my family was bringing extra food, so I figured it wasn't a bad thing to do.
But it was Dolores' day. It wasn't for you to go get high.
But, Mr. King, true. Here's the deal, though. You can't figure with somebody else's money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
When it's your money, you can figure out what you want to figure out.
Right, right.
So, in other words, if you had $100 in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
you could have determined, I'm only going to put $50 towards these groceries because I'm going to use this other $50 for my extracurricular activities because it was your $100.
I see that.
But when your partner gives you the $100 and says, I'd like to spend it all on food so that we'll have food for this holiday, and we might actually have some extra food for later, for another day or another week.
I own up to that mistake. It was my mistake that time.
So that just says that now I'm getting mistake, mistake, mistake. Did you and Mr. King agree that you all were going to try to have a baby?
Yes.
I feel like she puts a lot of pressure on that subject.
Then it's like, we not having sex. He came home one time talking about he was playing with poison ivy at work.
Man.
So we can have sex. What did I do with your penis?
How often are you guys intimate? When's the last time?
It's been about 6 months.
What?
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
So, finances clearly is an issue that you all have tried to deal with, Ms. Mack. Is that correct?
Yes. Also, not having a baby. Like, I have POS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
That's going to be very difficult for you to get pregnant.
Exactly. When we went to the doctor's appointment, the first appointment, he was there with me. But it's like he didn't show no compassion, act like he cared about it or nothing. So the next appointment I went to, he didn't show up with me, never asked me about how did it go or anything.
Well, Ms. Mack, did you and Mr. King agree that you all were going to try to have a baby?
Yes.
Mr. King, were you trying to have a baby?
I feel like she puts a lot of pressure on that subject, Your Honor.
Is this something that you wanted to do? Were you trying to start a family?
Well, we tried to have a baby. She conveyed to me how important a baby was to her. We had a miscarriage.
We had two miscarriages.
Oh, well, we had two miscarriages.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
After that, it kind of affected both of us.
So were you ready to make a commitment? Because when you're having fertility issues, that's going to take a significant amount of time and amount of effort, and it might even take some additional finances in order to facilitate a successful pregnancy.
And I think that's what kind of started me. I needed more information time.
But they gave me the pills to get pregnant. They gave me a whole year on the pills. Then it's like, we not having sex. He came home one time talking about he was playing with poison ivy at work.
Man.
So we can have sex. What did I do with your penis?
Oh, man.
Nothing at all.
Your Honor.
It's always an excuse.
Your Honor.
So I'm going to ask a delicate question. How often are you guys intimate?
We was in a hotel all night and we didn't do nothing, so never.
When's the last time?
It's been about 6 months.
What?
Whoa.
But he always got time for fellatio, though.
He has time for you to perform.
Exactly. But he ain't never performed.
So, Mr. King, what's that about? Because you know you do have to be sexually compatible to be in a relationship, sir.
That's correct, Your Honor, and I feel like if we wasn't, we wouldn't be together. But she's talking about poison ivy. I do construction agriculture, so I'm around a bunch of different varieties of plants, shrubs.
I have never in my whole life heard of a man, a healthy man, that turns down sex with his woman talking about, I got poison ivy. Every man I know, baby, they would saran wrap their body if they was about to have somebody
that wants to enjoy themselves. So that sounds like an excuse. So, Mr. King, what was that about? Are you not sexually attracted to Ms. Mack?
I'm very much so, but like I said, in that instance, I didn't want to be contagious.
Because you didn't feel the need to be intimate with your partner.
She bullies me for sex, though.
Tell me what that means.
Meaning she's always demanding it. She wants it more than I do, I feel.
So, 6 months? It's been 6 months, sir?
That's exaggeration.
That is not exaggeration. I done dressed up for him, played music for him, and bought him his own weed and everything. Mm-hmm. And he still didn't want to do nothing.
Well, work...
Really, I walked in a room one time in lingerie. He gonna tell me, man, put your clothes on. It's time to go to sleep.
You know work makes me tired.
Everything make you tired.
Everything?
Ms. Mack, not for nothing, but he does not seem interested. And a man don't have to tell you but one time that he don't want you. And he's told you multiple times, according to this. He's basically said, I'm not trying to get none.
Right, I think he's cheating.
Oh, now I'm cheating.
One time I called his phone, and a girl answered. Then a couple months later, a whole baby.
I submitted evidence. She wrote all these loser letters. Like, I'm not a loser.
And it's all happened in the same time period that Ms. Mack was trying to have a baby. Ms. Mack, do I have the timeline correct?
Yes.
Mr. King, how does that sound?
It sounds pretty bad.
You know what it sounds like? A loser.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
You have put in your papers that he lies and he is sneaky.
Yeah.
So give me an, for instance, on lying and being sneaky.
Okay, so we were sharing locations. And
you share locations.
We were.
Yes, we do.
And so he got caught. Mm. And now he don't want to share locations no more.
That'll do it for you.
Why she turned her location off, though?
He told me he was 5 minutes away at his friend's house. I checked his location. He was 25 minutes away in a location that I ain't never seen him in or nothing. So when he got home and I asked him about it, he was like, oh, you know what? The GPS be tripping.
The GPS don't never be tripping.
She already knew where I was at.
Everybody be tracking him, so he just gonna turn his location off.
She knew where I was at, Your Honor.
Yeah, but why did you lie? Why did you say you were 5 minutes away when you were really 25 minutes away, sir? What was you trying to hide?
I wasn't hiding anything. I stayed a little longer than I thought I would.
No. We're talking about location, sir. We're not talking about length of time. You said the location was 25 minutes
away. I mean, she pops on me and freaks out all the time, so I didn't want her to do that.
So, in other words, you lied because you wanted to avoid a confrontation.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Ms. Mack?
Well, sometimes I have to pop up on him.
Because, see what I'm saying?
Like, one time I called his phone, and a girl answered. And he was supposed to be at work. So I popped up.
Because you had his location.
Yeah.
But
and why is somebody answering your phone?
But
and
I was at work.
You popped up, and what did you find?
Nothing. He just told me he did that because he was mad.
But the truth is, Your Honor, I was busy at work, and I had somebody answer my phone.
It was a
female. I submitted evidence how exaggerated she took this.
Okay, so what evidence did you submit?
I mean, my car. She threatened me all the time talking about my car. She's gonna bust out the windows. Listen, she wrote all these loser letters. Like, I'm not a loser.
Because it was giving loser.
She stalks me, Your Honor.
Why do you think she stalks you?
Because she doesn't trust me.
Why doesn't she trust you?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
So I'm gonna go back to Ms. Mack. Ms. Mack.
I don't trust him because one time we got into a real bed. I put him out the house. We took a 4-day break. He comes home acting like he was on this spiritual retreat or something. Talking about he's changed and he really wanna be with me. Then a couple months later, a whole baby.
Bomba.
Never told me when the girl was pregnant.
Wait. 2 months after he came back or?
No, she had the baby obviously 9 months later. But I'm saying I didn't know about it until.
In the 4 days that you all were separated, allegedly she got pregnant?
Exactly.
Things happen, Your Honor.
That's not no thing that happened.
Like, we were on a break.
But it's interesting because you say she bullies you for sex, but you could not sustain yourself for 4 small days from having sex with a random person. 9 months later, there's a whole child when you were supposed to be working on having a baby with your living partner. I just want to make sure I got the facts right.
You did, and that really hurt me, and he ain't never apologized for it.
What do you mean he's never apologized? he never apologized for it.
How
first, he played like he didn't want to take a DNA test. It wasn't his baby for about a year.
Man.
Then we finally did a DNA test. It was his baby. And it was just like, you got to say.
18 years is what that mistake is going to cost. And a child is entitled to the child's father. And if Ms. Mack don't want to deal with the baby's mother, do you know what kind of conflict that's going to cause?
Yes. Yes, I do, Your Honor.
You have a built-in conflict right now between the woman that you live with who's helping to sustain your life and the woman who actually is the mother of your child. And it's all happened in the same time period that Ms. Mack was trying to have a baby. Ms. Mack, do I have the timeline correct?
Yes.
When did you have the miscarriage?
I had one in 2017 and 2021.
The 2021 miscarriage sounds like around the time that the baby would have been conceived. Is that right?
Exactly. That's why I heard me more.
Mm.
So, in other words, you miscarried.
And then you wouldn't have had a baby.
Mr. King, how does that sound when it even comes out of her mouth?
It sounds pretty bad.
You know what it sounds like?
Yes, Your Honor.
A loser.
Like, I need a commitment. That's what I want.
Ms. Mack, I need you to live in the truth. He's not committing to you because he is not committed to you. Okay? He is committed to the lifestyle that you are providing. He's committed to the fact that you have a nice, clean home, that there's always going to be $100 for some weed and half of refrigerator groceries. He's committed to that.
Yeah.
He's committed to the fact that you're going to accept an on-break baby. He's committed to you laying on the floor and being a doormat. He's committed to that because he has shown you that every single day of this relationship.
But I don't want to lose her.
Well, if you,
you know why you don't
want to
lose her?
Ring,
because she is comfortable for you.
I brought my own ring. You could propose to me.
Miss
right now.
Mack, are you
right
serious?
Now. I'm serious. He always complained about finance, so I brought my own ring.
If he why do you want anybody who don't want you?
He want me.
No, he don't.
I feel like he want me.
No, Ms.
Right
Mack.
Now?
I want you to propose.
I had to propose right now.
Right now.
Mr. King.
I don't think I could do that.
Why you don't think you could do it?
Because he don't want you! Ms. Mack, live in the truth, my God!
Can we have counseling? And maybe I'll marry her then.
Maybe.
You don't need counseling? You don't need counseling. Ms. Mack, please, grow a set. You don't need this. I'm looking at you. You are 31 years old. Why?
He need to get out.
I think we can make it work. I think we can make it work.
Ms. Mack, why do you want this? No man needs to tell me he don't want me more than once.
You're right.
He has told you that he does not want you in more times right here in this courtroom. Why do you want somebody who doesn't want you? You are making someone your number one when you're not even their number two. You should have more self-esteem than that girl. That'll make sense. That does not make sense.
It's just a piece of paper and a ring.
It's not a piece of paper and a ring. And Mr. King, you...
I am committed.
No, you're not. You are committed to the lifestyle that she provides. And it breaks my heart. Because you're committed to being able to smoke the weed you want to smoke and have her $100 every time you don't have enough money.
Mm.
He's committed to when he can't get a landscaping job that you're going to be there to provide a nice, clean, warm, fed environment for him to live in. He's committed that if he comes and breaks you off a piece every 6 months, that satisfies you. That's what he's committed to. And if that's good enough for you, go with God. Because I'm not going to judge nobody else's relationship. But I'm going to tell you, it wouldn't be good enough for me. Because I would care enough about myself that I would tell this fool to get his pictures and his plants and get the hell out of my house.
I'm gonna give you another chance because you made me like a fool in there, but you need to change.
I hope so.
And no, you need to change because if you don't change, I'm leaving you. I'm not playing. You're gonna get out of my house.
Okay.
I'm not playing with you. So get it together.
We're gonna work it out.
Yeah, we're gonna work it out.
Okay.
But I'm not playing with you.
I understand.
Oh, my goodness. She is not putting him out.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know why she brought him here.
One thing is obvious. He's not in love with Ms. Mack. He's in love with Mary Jane.
Ooh, that was good. But you so old school. That's an old player thing, okay? Mary Jane. I can't even say nothing.
Made in Georgia.